Hello, Adaisy.
Hi,
Are you?
Catherine.
Hi, hello. Thank you for your patience waiting to
Yeah.
go last. So, would you like to? Now, Adaisy and I know each other a little already because she's done my course in the past. So, we've met. So, we have some familiarity with each other already. So, would you like to start by introducing yourself and your business, and then we can jump into your hot seat?
Oh, that makes me nervous. Okay, because I feel like I'm all over the place. But on my social media, if this helps anyone, because that's why I'm here, I'm a bit modern. I help people eat well, feel well, and live well through faith-based coaching. Because my faith is really important in the coaching I do. However, at the moment, I'm trying to focus on helping Black people eat well and adopting healthy lifestyle to help them improve their general wellness. And so, yeah, that's where I am right now.
Okay. And your hot seat was to talk about the fact that you've got lots of different interests. Do you want to tell us more about that? Where, like, what, just tell us in your own words a little bit about where you're at and how you'd like, why you booked the hot seat, and then we can jump in from there.
I'm one of those who can do so many things and it gets overwhelming. Okay. So, don't know if people, some, I'm sure people here have the change the world syndrome. So I want to help different people. So the reason I'm in stage three today is because of the course, the what, 7 steps to saying yes. I did that course and I could just relate with Cornelia because when I was in stage one, my business coach made me set up all these things and now I'm really good with tech bits, right? But I made no sales, but meeting Catherine. So, and that's why I'm in stage three. But I also feel like I'm shuffling between two and three because, I'm being drawn to different directions. So, what that means is, yes, I'm very clear on the type of coaching I do. I mention God a lot. People who believe in some form of power out there would, I'll be able to serve them better because I'm always connecting things to God. So that's clear. However, I'm writing a book on self-love. That book is for women, so not Black people, for women. And is also, I guess, because I'm a wellness coach. I always think wellness as opposed to, so that's why I struggle with the whole niching thing. So self-love, I'll talk about the body, the mind, the soul, all of those things. And then, but that will be launched in February, hopefully. I'm having conversations with publishers, things are progressing. However, I'm doing trying, I've just set up this masterclass. I sent you the link for Black people for eating well because I'm a nutritionist. Which is still on the wellness, right? So I think that's what the issue. I'm thinking, okay, the next 3 months I can talk about this masterclass, talk about the community that I'm creating for Black people. And then in the new year, I'm launching a book on self-love and now I'm talking to women. So I don't know if that's going to clash. But yeah, so that's is does that help? I don't know.
And you said on your hot seat form as well, actually let me just get that up in front of me, that where was it now? You said I feel stuck in stage three with multiple strategies and no clear sense of who I will be talking to for the next 1 or 2 years. So it feels like you
Yeah.
don't have that really clear vision for the business. And I think, and so, when I looked at what you sent through on the hot seat today, you've got the masterclass to help Black people eat well and improve their health, and that feels like a real mission for you to reduce type 2 diabetes and other problems that are a problem within that particular community. You've got a wellness buddy community hub that you're setting up, and that's also for Black people. Your faith is a really cool
Well,
part of.
targeting Black people, yes. Okay.
And your faith, and then a book about self-love that is for women generally, which of course also includes Black women. So it doesn't exclude them, but it's, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think what you're pretty much saying is, I've got so many different interests and so many different things I want to do, and so much creative spark, almost creative life force,
Yeah.
that you're pursuing all these different new ideas. And I guess a question that I want to ask you is, what's your motivation behind your business? And what I mean by that is, Do you, I'm going to ask you a few questions and then you can tell me, do you want to make money through the business? Do you need to make money for the business? Or is it more important to you that this is a creative outlet and it's more important to you that you can fulfill your creative callings and actually financially it doesn't matter so much because that you're more comfortable in that area, that's not such a motivator for you. Like, what's the purpose behind the business for you?
That is a proper hot seat question. Right. So I need the money. It's a need. It's not a want. I
Do you
guess
work
that's
full
it.
time in your business, or do you have other work? Or
Yeah,
is your business your full time income, or do you have another job?
at the moment I don't have another one. Sometime in August I had like a project I was working on. But that's
Okay.
ended now. So
Great.
that's business, yeah.
So at the
So
moment,
to
and
answer the question,
does the business bring in the income that you need at the moment?
no, it doesn't. It doesn't. My income comes in like it's unpredictable. I guess that's what stage this stage is about. Like I get like I could speak to a client, I make £700, 350, and then boom, it's silent. So nothing much happened. And that's also I've noticed is depends. Obviously, maybe it's personality or just God's blessings. I don't know what it is. Whatever I sell. And obviously, I've learned how to sell. So it doesn't matter what I bring out, even if it's, whatever angle I go, I always make some form of money. But then it's the consistency and continuity and then staying on course. I'm realizing I need to, like, maybe just focus on one thing and build it and then add the other one to it. But then I don't want to not launch that book because I think it's going to do the brand good. The main message, which is wellness. So yeah.
Yeah, and you've already written the book. The book
Yes, I
exists.
have.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
because here's the thing, and this is not unique to you at all. This is really common. It's this like conflict between wanting a business that's going to support and sustain you and your family that you can rely on, that every month I earn a certain amount no matter what, and I have done for years. And it might vary a little because, for different factors, but pretty much the way I run my business and the way I run my finances, I pretty much, I know what I pay myself every month and it's consistent and it might be more. And sometimes if things are feeling a little tight, it might be less. And if that's what you're building towards, it can be really difficult to get to that place of really solid consistency when you're doing lots of different things, because you don't get to build up that presence. Oh my gosh, we're on our daisy already, and I completely forgot to share the secret word. I had it here. I was going to share it in between. Right, this your secret word is gratitude. I've got it on a post-it note. Secret word is gratitude. I'm so sorry to interrupt to do that, but if I don't do it now, I'm going to forget, aren't I? Secret word, gratitude. So, because in order to build that business of that consistency, you need to get known for the thing that you do. So, Cornelia is going to get known by thousands, tens of thousands of people as the person who supports highly sensitive professionals to fulfill their full potential. And it's going to help for you to really get known for one thing. And what can happen is when you've got that, then this is the conflict. When you've got that, the creative spark, and there's always a new idea, a new project, a new something, you can pursue all of those projects and you can follow that creativity. And that's very fulfilling in itself. But ultimately, every new project is going to lead you to another dead end, where
Absolutely.
then you start another project and that only takes you so far. Then you start another project, and none of them are building you towards that long-term consistent income. And then it becomes this thing that you have to navigate how you're going to do that. I know that for me, I like teaching lots of different things. But I found that putting everything under the banner of a membership fulfilled that for me because I get to teach and talk about lots of different things under that banner. And actually, as the years have gone on, I more and more and more talk just about business and I feel less called to want to talk about all the other things. And that's the dilemma, really, that if you're building your, now, the other thing to say while I'm on that role is that, you are a nutrition and wellness coach, and whether you are helping Black people with their health or whether you've written a book about self-love for women, they're not completely unrelated. Like they all still sit under the ultimate umbrella of you as a health and wellness and nutrition coach. But even underneath that umbrella, I think you need to be mindful of how many different things that you're taking on at any one time. But what you can do is what you are doing right now, actually, which is different campaigns under one umbrella. So if your personal branding is really clear, really crystal clear and strong, and you do have a quite strong personal branding, you've got a very charismatic personality. I see a lot of the posts you write on social media. You're very like accessible. You're very open and transparent and honest. Your faith is really important to you. You could bring that in even more into your messaging. And if that overarching personal brand of Adeezy, the nutrition and wellness coach, who's particularly on a mission to help Black people to eat well, be healthier, and avoid type 2 diabetes, and I can't remember the other common health condition that you mentioned,
High blood pressure,
high blood
very
pressure,
common.
then some of this other stuff can still sit underneath that umbrella, and then you can run little like mini campaigns. So at the moment, your campaign for the next few months is this masterclass, the food and nutritional masterclass for Black people to eat well. And then when you launch your book, that can be like a mini campaign for 3 or 4 months then, which will be promoting your book, talking about self-love. But your core brand and your core message, I feel, but you tell me if this doesn't feel, is actually being a representative for Black people and being on a mission for Black people. And I feel that that's always been a core thread since I've known you as something that feels really important to you.
Yes, it does actually.
So I've talked a lot there.
So stick to Black people then. It just doesn't feel, but then when I want to stick to that, then I feel being pulled again, like, because interestingly, my closest friends are white. And in where the community where I live, if I do like things like what's it, like the baby massage course I did, it was majorly Caucasian women. So it just feels like a shame to focus on only Black people. However, I know the problem is so broad that I need to kind of focus, because even when I did a master class, I tried to, when I was practicing, I tried to add Asians, and I thought, no, they are different people. I can't add Asians to this. This is Black people. So yeah, I'm realizing that it really is a niche on its own, and it deserves that much attention.
I think the thing that matters most is that there's this central core thing that you are all about. And do you feel that, and you feel restricted if it's, and although you feel passionate and you do feel it's a mission to help Black people improve their health, actually, I think what you're saying now is that that feels restrictive for you and you don't want to restrict yourself to just be.
Because for Black people, it's more about nutrition, more about the food, the eating well, the cooking well. So it's really, that's what it's about majorly.
So
But for every other
if you
thing,
take away the Black people, if we take away the specialism, I mean, not the people, take away the specialism, what would your then what would your message be, do you think?
I think it's wellness. Through faith-based coaching, like connecting wellness to God.
Okay. And the faith-based piece, that doesn't feel too restricted. That feels good to keep that as part of your
That
core.
doesn't feel restrictive at all.
Okay, great. Okay. So then your branding, your message could be something around you're positioning yourself now as a faith-based nutrition and wellness coach, you could have one ideal client when who you're talking to when you're talking to this ideal client. Is the ideal client a man or a woman?
You know, it doesn't matter as long as you believe in God and you feel like you can
For
connect
your
God to.
marketing, but for your marketing message to be
For
really
my marketing
effective,
is more feminine for sure.
feminine.
I'll be
Okay.
talking more to women because, you know, it's natural, it's
And
authentic.
is she? Because I'm seeking one. I'm thinking that one. My one ideal client is Linda Anderson. Your one ideal client that you're going to speak to in your marketing message, she, is she black or white?
She's black. What I'm imagining right now, she's a black woman for sure.
Okay. And what does she do for a living? Does she have, is she in work?
Actually, one lady I'm working with, auditor. She's an auditor.
Professional.
Yeah, professional, yeah.
Great. When you know that you are a faith-based nutrition and wellness coach, and your one ideal client is a professional woman, working in a professional role, and she's a black woman, you can speak directly to her. But you speak to her in your messaging. You don't say you are a black woman and you're an auditor. You literally speak to her. You know, you're working hard, you're carrying the responsibilities of a senior role, you're so busy that you grab food on the go and you eat snacks that you know are not good for you, you feel exhausted. I don't, you get my gist, you'll know what to say, but you speak
Absolutely.
like you know who she is, but you speak directly to her, but you don't specify if she's black or white. Or even if she's a woman or not, you just speak directly to this person. And you could build your brand around that. The faith-based, oh, excuse me.
Sorry. Actually, I'll drink water as well.
That was weird. I didn't have any tickle in my throat, and then suddenly it came out. And your part of your mission is to help black people to eat better and improve their health. So, like, the overall brand is the faith-based wellness and nutrition. Ideal client is a professional woman. You're not specifying about color, anything like that. And then you also have like this sub. So the black wellness becomes a subsection of what you do, part of your mission, almost part of your giving back in a way. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be.
That really lands well with me hearing you say
Okay.
it
Yeah.
like that. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I feel so relieved because I've been battling with this. And in fact, someone, a coach told me, you know, just let your audience choose you. Do both. You know, black people choose you, go black people. I'm like, but it's not about them choosing me. It's about what I, you know, the gift I have to offer.
Yeah, and I think what I'm hearing is if you set your entire stall out and you tell the whole world, I'm here to help and serve black people. This feels very limiting to you because actually you want to work. So it's like your work is broader. You work with anyone who you attract with your message that is directed at that one professional woman who's you don't write, I work with auditors, but you know she's at that sort of level doing that type of a job. And then obviously because you are a black woman, it makes absolute sense that it would be a mission, part of your purpose is to improve the health of the black population who tend to suffer particularly with high blood pressure and diabetes. And that becomes part of what you also get known for. And it might even, like your wellness buddy community hub. When I read that, that really felt like non-profit to me. Just the whole feel of it and the description of it felt like a non-profit. And it might be that then you can even raise money for that arm of your business. And do you see what I mean? And does that help? And then your self-love, it fits within it. I mean, it feels like it's straying off a little bit from the
No,
nutrition.
it doesn't because the self-love is actually faith inspired. Because when
Okay.
you think self-love, especially in the Christian community, it feels like, oh, that's the selfish thing of non-Christians. That's what they do. But then when you look at the Bible, it's all about loving yourself and loving other people. So that's what the book is about, teaching people how to love themselves.
And take care of their health and their wellness and
Exactly, because
nutrition.
that's a
Yeah.
duty as a, you know, a Christian. And yeah, so it still is very much
Yeah.
wellness.
It sits under the overarching umbrella, and it's a way of bringing people back closer to you. And where you would start getting into difficulty is if you had too many projects and interests that were very unrelated. Like when I started my business, I'd recovered from chronic fatigue syndrome and I'd trained as a nutritional therapist. And I easily could have started talking about that, which was totally unrelated to what I was trying to get known for. So you just make sure that everything that you do, any sort of sub projects, all lead back into that overarching umbrella brand of the faith-based health and nutrition coach, because all roads need to lead back to that. Otherwise, you don't ever really build up that following and that sense that you really get known for something really solid. And it's that over the years, when you get known for something really solid, it's over the years that you're better and better known, and the business just comes to you, and you don't have to work quite so hard at your marketing all the time.
Yeah, this is really good and helpful. I guess it's also assuring, or what's the word? It's like something is in your heart, but you need someone else to voice it out to you. So yeah, so this is really helpful. Thank you, Catherine.
You're very welcome. And sometimes it's just easier for somebody outside of you to see how the things would fit together. And I think we've spoken before about you specializing in working with black people, but you've also expressed in the past this reluctance to niche. And I think you have to follow that feeling. It's like you can't niche just because it makes sense. Art has to be in it too. It has to feel right for you, and it obviously doesn't feel right for you to specialize that much. But that becomes a sub project, a sub passion. Yeah. Okay, great. So do you feel cooked? You feel done for this evening?
Yes, I feel great. Thank you so much. And I could see the comments. People are gaining from this as well. So that's good.
Yeah. No, thank you. I knew. This was, I knew that this would be a really interesting one, because I know actually the conversation didn't go exactly where I thought it would, but this is something I see a lot. People feeling scattered and feeling pulled and pursuing lots of different unrelated creative things. And it's like, well, what's most important, the creative outlet or the solid sustainable business? And for some people, they don't need the solid sustainable in business. They've got the funds, the money's already there in the family, or they've already made the money, so it doesn't matter. I've got one of my business friends who I follow online is always starting something new, always launching something new, completely unrelated, just follows her passions and her heart all the time. But she had a multi seven figure business that she sold, so she doesn't need to make the money. And it's that thing. It's like, well, do you follow the creative flow? Or do you have to make slightly different decisions because actually you're a single mom with three young children and you can't afford for this not to be a business? And if you have the creative element, like I talk about wealth dynamics in the membership, and the creator profile who is constantly feeling pulled to create new things and create new courses and new offers all the time, how do you manage to incorporate that creativity into your business without it damaging the overall business? And I often say, like, you can find a creative outlet through your marketing. Or for me, I find a membership gives me a creative outlet because I can offer lots of things and talk about lots of different things under the one umbrella. But yes, it's that balance and that focus. And I'm going to talk more about focus on Friday in the Friday wrap-up session. I won't know what I'm talking about by then. I'll be so tired and my eyes will be like this and I probably won't make any sense. But I'm going to attempt on Friday to talk about focus, not just day by day focus, but I'm going to talk about how I do, like the day-to-day time management focus, but also that bigger picture focus. Where am I going? What's my vision? What am I focused on? How do I prevent myself being distracted from things? So we will finish with our Daisy there. Thank you so much for being in the hot seat. And thank you, everyone, for all your beautiful comments. I have
Thank
been pausing and reading them because I'm very focused on whoever's in the hot seat at any one time. But thank you to our three fabulous hotties for being willing to come on here and put yourself in the hot seat. I'm going to stop the recording there, and then I'm going to start another recording.